Here in Southern California, new details are expected this week about the death of a once prominent journalist. Ruben Salazar was killed more than 40 years ago. He died as authorities swarmed a demonstration for Chicano rights, a demonstration Salazar was covering. At the time, he was an outspoken critic of the police, and that's prompted decades of speculation that Salazar's death was no accident. NPR's Carrie Kahn says the search for answers starts with a long-ago protest.
In the summer of 1970, tension was building in L.A.'s Mexican-American community. Upset over police brutality and the disproportionate number of Hispanic casualties in the Vietnam War, thousands came to march in a park in East L.A. on August 29th. They called it the Chicano Moratorium. The day began with music and chants of Chicano power. The rally ended with a riot. Police were called in after reports of a disturbance. Stores were looted and fires erupted. Ruben Salazar, a columnist for the LA Times and news director of the local Spanish language TV station, covered the event. As the violence exploded, Salazar ducked into a local bar. The sheriff's department said it received a tip that armed gunmen were inside. Deputies arrived on scene and fired a tear gas projectile into the dark bar. Salazar was struck in the head. He died instantly. No one was ever charged in the case, and the murky circumstances of Salazar's death caused many to regard him as a martyr. Documentary filmmaker Philip Rodriguez says Salazar was an unlikely hero.
He wasn't a firebrand. He wasn't a member of the baby boom revolutionary generation. He was a middle-class, assimilated, professional striver.
But as Salazar explained in this interview just months before his death, someone had to speak out for the community that was being so ignored.
Because it's easy for the establishment to say, aren't we all the same? Aren't we all Americans? Well, obviously we're not. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in the revolutionary process that we are in now.
Much of the evidence about Salazar's death has never been made public. Conspiracy theorists have long believed there was a cover-up. But last year, filmmaker Rodriguez asked to see what's in the official files. That prompted the sheriff to turn over 8 boxes of hand-typed investigative reports and audio reel-to-reel tapes to an Office of Independent Review. Chief Counsel Michael Giannacco says the review is done, and now it's up to the sheriff to decide how much of the evidence is to be released.
I expect that there will be still unanswered questions, but that's primarily, I think, because, unfortunately, many of the questions that should have been asked 40 years ago weren't.
After Salazar's death, no one was ever charged, but there was a coroner's inquest, which was broadcast live on local TV.
You have been summoned and sworn as jurors to inquire into the cause of death of one, Mr. Ruben Salazar.
After 16 days, the jury ruled that Salazar had died, quote, at the hands of another, whose hands were never determined.
It was good theater, but as a judicial proceeding, it was a farce.
Frank Sotomayor was then a copy editor at the LA Times. He says whether or not Salazar's death was an accident, it effectively derailed the protests.
After that day, the Chicano movement kind of fell apart. It really lost its steam.
Today, however, there are plenty of schools, parks, and libraries throughout the Southwest named after Salazar. There's even a postage stamp with his likeness. But Sotomayor says until all the evidence is publicly aired, the death of Ruben Salazar will remain a stain on the nation's history.
It's a stain that should be removed. It's a black mark that should be erased. It's something that should be cleared up to the best of our abilities in this day and age.
L.A. Sheriff Lee Baca says he will decide this week whether to release all the evidence inside those 8 boxes. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.